Hi guys, welcome to the X3 News Podcast, our first one of 2013. I'm joined today by Christopher Bell.
Hello all.
Cool, so going straight into it, what are you playing right now, Chris?
Well, actually, I've just got into Skyrim again.
Woo! I've been playing that a lot.
It's like second time round. I've probably logged anywhere between 500 to 600 hours on that.
Wow, that is a long time to play a game.
It's probably my most played game ever, but I've just recently got a PC, so I've been modding it crazy. So I've revamped the whole thing. I've redone it all. And it's like a brand new experience. I mean, you've seen it. You see what it looks.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, I've got it running with a few post-processing injectors.
But do you think those graphical mods enhance it, or is it the gameplay mods that change it?
I don't know. Graphical mods is more immersive, and then you've got the gameplay mods that change the experience.
Okay.
Well, what are you playing at the moment?
I am playing Far Cry 3.
Very nice.
Which is fantastic. Really getting the hang of that. It's kind of the game that I wanted Assassin's Creed 3 to be.
Yeah, okay, we can talk about that later.
Yeah. But I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. You don't feel as vulnerable as you're going along. I'm just going around hunting. I've got the bow recently, and that thing's amazing to use. That's definitely a must get in the game.
I said, well, at the end of the game, you'll be killing people entirely with the bow and with knives.
Yeah.
You will never shoot. If you shoot, you've lost. That's bad. Machete all the
way. I do like the stealth mechanic. I think it's pretty good and pretty solid, which is excellent for a first-person shooter, because you don't really get much stealth, apart from Dishonored, really.
Yeah, true. But I wouldn't say that was a first-person shooter, necessarily.
Wouldn't you?
No, it's more like a... It's more like a
stealth action game, isn't it?
Kind of like an RPG as well. It's a bit different.
Mm-hmm. So, talking about Dishonored, what game were you really pleased with in 2012, and what game kind of disappointed you?
Oh, okay. Games that I was really pleased with that were a bit new. Okay, we're breaking out the box here, because, I mean, we could just say, you know... Halo 4.
Yeah, Halo 4 is superb game.
But I think new IPs.
Yeah.
In my head, I really liked XCOM.
Yeah.
XCOM's
not a new IP.
It's a revamped IP.
Yeah.
And it could have gone wrong, but it went brilliant.
They're developing a first person shooter. Did you know that?
I knew that originally it was going to be a first person shooter. I'm not sure how I feel about that, to be honest, because it would be a bit Gears of War-y, by the looks of it. What else did I like? Dragon's Dogma.
I didn't like that.
God, that was probably the best monster hunting game I've played, even with mods. Best for like dragon killing or chimera. The feeling of like jumping on top of it as it like flies off like a griffin or something. That's great.
Yeah, Capcom have been a bit naughty with their Dark Arisen pack.
I want someone to buy the game off them, to be honest, because it feels like the IP is a bit stunted because it's owned by Capcom. They are DLC whores.
They don't really know where they're going with it, almost, which is kind of a shame, because I played the demo and enjoyed it. I just didn't really get into it, but I didn't play too much.
It feels like one of those games where, you know, like Mass Effect originally.
Yeah.
First one's really good, not fantastic.
Yeah.
Second one, they work out all the bugs and it's brilliant. I reckon it will peak at the second one if it...
Like Mass Effect 2, which was up for Game of the Decade, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was probably my Game of the Decade.
What, more than Half-Life 2?
I like Half-Life, but Mass Effect 2 had more like an impact on me.
I loved Mass Effect 2. So
Come on, game. What about you, man? Games of last year?
I really liked Max Payne 3. I thought that was superb. Okay. There were a few good arcade titles as well. I think Fez came out last year, which is really, really solid. And Minecraft on the Xbox 360, I know.
Trials Evolution, wasn't that?
Trials Evolution was really, really good. There were some solid... and Dust, Elysian Tale.
Oh, yeah.
Some really good, solid arcade titles. And then coming up, you had your Halo 4.
No. Arcade titles. What was an arcade title that was episodic?
Oh, yeah. How did we forget?
No. Jack! Don't lose yourself. This is probably one of my best games of last year.
What, The Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead.
It is a superb game. If anyone hasn't played, it is available on literally everything. You can get it on iOS, computer, Xbox, PS3.
Runs well on everything as well. It's just, my God.
It is good. I think it has a few pacing issues.
Yeah.
I don't like the core mechanics with the pick and the point and all that jazz.
How do you feel about the actual episodic nature of it? Because I played it all in one
go. I played it all in one go. But I can imagine what I would have done, probably, is I would have saved up all of them and then played them all in one go. Because I think if you play it episodically, you kind of lose the connection.
You might be a bit...
I don't know. It'd be interesting to talk to someone who did play it episodically.
Yeah.
But I didn't really catch on to it until later.
The nice thing is it creates a lot more variables, you know, like Mass Effect did, actually.
Yeah.
Like your individual games, which change a lot of stuff in the future, because they've done it episodically. All your variables take major changes in between episodes.
Yeah, it would be interesting to go through it again and see how much of an impact.
What were your favourite ones, episodes-wise?
I liked...
No spoilers, but just...
I loved episode 1.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed episode 1. Episode 5, that ending was... just unbelievably good. Connecting the player to the character was superb.
Yeah,
maybe the end of episode 4 as well, when you realise that turning point.
I think 3 was a bit... Although 3 had a really shocking middle part.
What was 3?
A certain character.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
But I think the ones I enjoyed, I actually really liked 2.
Yeah.
Because that was just...
Oh, I thought 2 was kind of, like, bland. It was kind of... It dragged on for too long.
Okay, what you felt was dragging, I felt as tension, because I knew from the very moment, like, that something was up. Yeah. And God, the ending... It's horrifying.
Yeah, I knew what was happening. I knew these guys weren't to be trusted, but you kind of...
Okay, well, we can't really talk about these people without playing it.
Yeah.
Without them playing it. So, you know, you guys pick that up.
It is. I think it's the highest rated game on Metacritic at the moment as well.
Yeah, maybe.
Which it is very, very good, and they released it all in one bundle. GTA 4? I think it's higher than GTA 4.
Nice.
Or at least of last year, anyway. Mass Effect 2nd, Mass Effect 3.
Mass Effect 2nd.
Mass Effect is 2nd, yeah.
Wait, Mass Effect 3 came
out? Is 2nd. It came out last year.
No, but higher rating than Mass Effect 2.
Yeah,
some votes were bought.
No, it's the higher rating of that year, of 2012.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So, yeah, pick up a Walking Dead, you owe yourself to it, you will cry.
Yeah, it is very, very sad.
You will cry. If you are of a disposition where you cry in movies or TV shows, you will weep.
And it's the first time, like, in a video game where I felt really connected to the character. Like, I felt responsible. That kind of goes with Mass Effect, so making decisions makes you feel responsible for these people.
It's not a game for kids.
No, it's not.
Well, not only is it just horrible at some points, like, you need a mature point of view to approach it.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting also to see the effect of it, of what it would have if a parent plays it.
Yeah.
If you're a parent and you play it, how would that differ from mine and yours experience?
I mean, it's not a game to play if you want to be a zombie slaying badass. Go to, like, Left 4 Dead or something for that. But, yeah, it's
very, very good. Probably alongside Far Cry 3, I think the shockers of 2012. Because Far Cry 3 was much better than everyone expected. Far Cry 2 wasn't that good. A bit of a letdown.
Mm.
But Far Cry 3...
Everyone who said that Far Cry 2 was a bit of a letdown loved Far Cry 3.
Yeah, it's superb. It's a very good game at the moment. I'm talking about Assassin's Creed 3. I just felt that game was all filler. Yeah. I played it for 30 hours, completed 95% of it, and I would say 20% of that game I enjoyed.
Yeah.
The story was alright at times. Mm. I mean, the ending... You haven't played the ending, have you?
I know the ending.
The ending's absolutely awful. It's just so quick. It's just over like that.
Oh, no, I didn't mean the ending with Desmond. I meant the ending with Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that's quite a nice turn, I think.
Yeah, but I think Desmond overall... I've never liked Desmond as a character, and I've always said that I don't like Desmond, but... Yeah. Yeah, on this one, it's just bland ended so quickly.
What I felt like was, it was like the developers all sat down and thought, how can we make this game really long so the person got lots of content?
Yeah. I know, you spent most of your time in loading screens, and this kind of moves on to the next generation of consoles. If there was anything that I would like in a next-gen console, it's an SSD, so the load times would be much faster and boot times would be faster.
It'll have solid state.
Do you think it'll have solid state?
Yeah, come on. Seriously.
I would love a solid state drive and the ability to upgrade and choose your hard drive.
We're working with 8-year-old hardware here.
I know.
Like, I don't think anything...
But SSDs are still quite expensive.
Those consoles sitting on your desk, right?
Yeah.
They're the oldest things in this room.
I know. They are, actually.
In terms of tech in there, like, honestly, this microphone we're using to record is higher tech than those consoles. My watch probably has more stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's a 20 quid Casio.
Yeah, I think... But SSDs are still quite expensive. They're still running about...
I wouldn't use an SSD to install a game on.
No.
I've got an SSD.
Yeah.
What I do is I use my SSD for my operating system.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Instant Boot. But I think for the game itself, if you've got a fast processor...
Yeah.
For example, okay, I'm running Skyrim at the moment with like 60 mods, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All at once.
Yeah.
And I'm maybe getting 40 frames per second, but the load time's great.
Like, yeah.
I mean, they're still quicker than the Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, some of those load times on the Xbox are just such a drag.
God, when you've got Dawnguard and Dragonborn as well,
yeah,
it can be anywhere up to like a minute or two.
Yeah.
It's 10 seconds.
They're worse than the... cutscenes in the original Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, God.
Where you could just make yourself a cup of tea.
You spend your time fucking walking around backwards and forwards as Amul Lim just droned at you.
Oh my God, they're so long. So yeah, going on to next gen, what would you like from a next gen console? Because you recently got a gaming PC.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a monster, to be fair.
Yeah, it's a beast.
Yeah, so what would make you get a console?
I want something different. Like I say, Wii U is looking quite attractive.
Oh, what? So it's the exclusives rather than the...
No, I want to, like, because, you know, it's got the screen as well. It's got a bit more, like, connectivity. It's not, for my hardcore gaming, PC's fine. I mean, it runs backwards with, like, Xbox controllers.
Yeah.
But, like, if I had something, like, you know, with a virtual reality that's built into the Wii U.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And, I mean, Exclusives, most of the exclusives you get on consoles, you will get on PC eventually. So.
Yeah, it's true. And I was reading or watching a podcast earlier about, do exclusives even matter anymore?
Yeah.
Because many games, they're so expensive to make, it doesn't, like, ratify actually going exclusive, really.
True. Yeah, well, I don't see why everyone just doesn't get every game. It's kind of...
Like, I bought a PS3 over Christmas to play games like Uncharted and Journey. I played Journey. Journey's a fantastic game. It's literally like nothing I've ever played. But it's 2 hours long, and it's a tenner. And I mean, it's not worth it.
Not worth it. Oh, that's a controversial topic right
it
there.
It is.
I've got to say, you know Steam working in the Steam box, right?
Yeah.
I could pick that up, possibly, because I like live abroad. You know I live abroad, right?
Yeah.
And it's my... I can't move my PC around.
Yeah.
But if I have my... If I had a Steambox, little computer, which I can plug into my TV and play all the games on my Steam library in...
Yeah.
That there is... That's worth... That's perfect. its weight in gold.
But I think the Steambox is more for having a PC in the living room. That's Valve's aim. Because so far, you can't really... Like, the PC doesn't belong in the living room. No. The Xbox and PlayStation kind of do, to an extent.
I would say they're still a bit too big.
Yeah, I still prefer having my Xbox in my bedroom where I can just go in and just turn on my game. But with a PC, just sitting there on your sofa, typing it doesn't feel, like, natural to me.
I'm just thinking of, like, space, just in terms of packing. Because think about it, you just have to put your little box in your bag. Because usually when I go abroad, if I'm bringing my Xbox or something, I'm piling up games on top of my clothes. And yeah, my case gets an extra couple of kg because, you know, I've added an Xbox to it.
Yeah.
And God, the old ones used to be bloody... I used to take them on the plane in a backpack. And when I lived in Saudi Arabia, they used to think it was a bomb every time.
Really?
Yeah. They took it apart a few times.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, and it still worked?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, the old ones are really well built, as long as you blow the dust out of them.
Yeah, my one died. Well, actually, what happened was I had one of the old 20 GB white ones, and what happened was every hour after playing it would overheat and just cut out, and you'd get red rings, and then I'd have to leave it for like 2 hours and come back, and I could only play an hour at a time.
The dustiness.
Yeah,
mine was 4 GB, first generation, very earliest. By the end of it, I had to run it with the case off because I had to constantly blow dust out of the lasers and the fans. But it usually only red ring because it was getting too hot.
Yeah. So moving on to something a bit more academic. Jesse Schell spoke at DICE last week talking about the effect of demos on game sales.
Yeah.
So his chart, he showed some figures where a game that only launches with a trailer sells double than a game that launches with a demo and a trailer.
It's quite logical. I mean, you have to buy to try.
Yeah, but would you agree that that's a good thing? Like, do you prefer trying before you buy, or...?
From the perspective of a game developer, it seems like, that would be a great way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to look at it from the perspective of, the world hasn't got much money at the moment. Okay?
No.
People do not have disposable income. So it's a feeling of, like, will people try to buy? Will people buy to try, though? If you've got no demo, right, are people going to be as willing to spend... Like, they're going to have to dedicate themselves into a 40-quid game they're not sure if they like.
The only time I ever buy games that I haven't usually played the demo of are games like Bioshock Infinite, GTA, games that I know are going to be good.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not going to risk it. Like, I played the Revengeance demo
for
Metal Gear Rising, and it's one of those games that I can leave it or have it. Like, I don't care about that game, and I played the demo, and it was like, meh. Like, I don't... There's a few of these mechanics that I don't like.
Yeah.
I miss a dodge function. Everything you've got to do is
parry. Yeah, it's a combo.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. And, so for me, Metal Gear Rising after playing that demo is a bit of a miss.
But it just feels like I'm not sure I'd, like, lock myself into, like... Okay, take Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
Or The Walking Dead, for example. I know they're good games. Dragon's Dogma as well. Dragon's Dogma is a great example.
Yeah.
I played the demo of that, then I wanted to buy it.
Yeah.
But I probably wouldn't even heard of it if I hadn't played the demo.
Yeah.
Not many ads. It's very Japanese-centric. It's kind of like a Monster Hunter spin-off, almost.
Yeah.
But, without the demo there, I would never have thought I'm going to pay a full price... I'm not going to pay full price for this game. Because I haven't tried it.
Going with that trying before buying thing is... I've played the Crysis 3 multiplayer beta.
Yeah.
And I've played it, and I've enjoyed it. But that's all I ever want to play from a Crysis 3 game again. Like, I have no inclination to go out and buy it now I've experienced it.
Well, they should make their games better, yeah. And then you might be more inclined to buy it.
I enjoyed it, and I could probably play it for another hour or so, but that's it.
Maybe the perspective they should have is instead on more trailer design, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The trailer should have some suspense.
Yeah.
There should be a reason from the play... Because usually what they do is they slap you in a level, give you some stuff to play, mess around with, and then they finish it. It's literally a demonstration. It's like you give to a company. Give them something that will make... Maybe even... create a separate level or something just for the demo.
But then again, it's costing money to make that demo, and it's taken away from the game.
It's already costing money to make a demo anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to specialise it and make it alright for downloads. There's a lot. There's a lot of things to do with a demo.
Actually, same with a game that I tried and didn't like and then bought and loved, DMC. Yeah. I played the DMC demo at Eurogamer and really didn't like it. I thought, what the hell's this? I hate it. And then I picked it up on launch day and loved it. I really liked the DMC.
You've not played very many action RPGs, like third person, like that. You didn't play Bayonetta, did you?
Well, I've played Bayonetta, not all the way through.
Or Vanquish.
No.
Any of the older Devil May Cry's?
No.
So you might have just got... It might have just clicked with you.
Yeah.
As like the first... Because, I mean, I've seen quite a lot for DMC and I'm not sold on it.
Yeah.
I'll play it and I'll see what I think. But at the moment, it doesn't feel like something I need to buy. But again, I could try the demo.
Yeah, you should. Or you should just borrow it off me.
Yeah, true.
So, moving on. We've kind of touched on this. Game of the Year 2012. What are our personal games of the year? It's a bit of a tricky question.
I don't know. That is a difficult one. I really liked XCOM. I resonated with XCOM. It had that... It felt like Civilization, but with like a bit of Final Fantasy Tactics slapped in. With aliens.
Okay. Yeah. I saw you playing it and you were like always saving after like before every decision.
Because you know, that game could go so tits up so quickly.
Yeah.
That's the babbies way to play it. Some people get locked into iron mode, they never save at all.
Yeah.
And god, it's like watching Dwarf Fortress. It just collapses in itself in no time.
Yeah, it did look like a game where you could go so wrong so quickly.
I also like Dishonored.
Yeah, Dishonored was good.
I'm looking at the poster on your wall, that was. I feel like Dishonored 2 is going to be a good game.
Because,
it's coming out, right?
Yeah, they've confirmed it's a franchise.
I just hope they don't, stick in some gimmicky multiplayer or something a la Bioshock 2.
I don't know, I think Dishonored multiplayer could be quite interesting.
That's what people said about Assassin's Creed.
I think Assassin's Creed multiplayer's got quite a dedicated fan base.
Yeah, yeah, true. But it felt like... time spent away from developing the actual game itself.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe we wouldn't got as much fluff.
Same with Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider, the new one's getting a multiplayer.
If it had a co-op storyline and a conviction,
yeah,
that would be immense.
Mm-hmm.
Co-op assassinations in Dishonored. That would feel great.
That would be good. But going back to Tomb Raider, Eidos Montreal, the guys who made Deus Ex Human Revolution.
And Splinter Cell.
Yeah, they're making the multiplayer for Tomb Raider. But it just looks like a third-person shooter. Mm. Just like the usual stuff. And I'm looking forward to Tomb Raider.
Actually, it was Ubisoft Montreal that made Splinter Cell.
No. Oh, yeah.
Shoot myself in the foot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was...
Don't flame me.
Be careful. They're onto you now, Chris.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I don't care about multiplayer in a Tomb Raider game. It just doesn't appeal to me.
Well, I don't know. It worked actually quite well in Uncharted, so who knows?
Yeah,
Maybe.
Back to it, game of the year. Yours would be XCOM?
I'm gonna say XCOM. I'm going to lock into XCOM.
Okay. See, I've got Halo 4 up on my wall, and my Halo fanboy wants to say Halo, because otherwise I feel that I'm not supporting the franchise, and it's the thing that kicks the PS3 in the balls.
I'm sure at the end of the day, 343 Studios, they're going to go under because Jack didn't say it was his favourite game of last year.
Yeah, but I think... I really enjoyed The Walking Dead, because I've always been an advocate for storytelling in video games. I mean, we're doing a story development course at university.
From a designer's perspective, that game... Well, it's a work of art.
Yeah.
That is one of the only games I'd stand by and say that is a work of art.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly the best at connecting the player between characters.
So good.
Like, 343 did a good job of making Halo 4, like, making Master Chief more of a character.
More emotional. It's really fun multiplayer.
But
it's a good package for the amount of money, like the amount of time spent in the game for the money you spend.
And the Spartan Ops, the fact it's still going, I mean, it's a bit repetitive, but it's pretty decent, and it's free.
It's quite fun. I mean, I'd rather have, a horde mode.
With Firefight.
Yeah, I love Firefight.
Yeah, Firefight was good fun.
But, you know, it's like, compared to The Walking Dead, it's just a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah, I think with the next generation, Halo 5 will be the game to watch, because I think they'll do quite a lot to it.
Next generation, that's there's enough to watch there. We haven't spoken of betas.
Yes, beta testing.
Beta testing.
So, beta testing. You applied for the SimCity beta, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I've heard it's meant to be very, very good.
Looking forward to that.
And also, did you apply for the Elder Scrolls?
Elder Scrolls Online, yeah.
Elder Scrolls, anything else?
No, that's it at the moment. Okay. If you've got any ideas for more beta testing, send us some messages.
Yeah, email me at jack.fuller@extremenews.co.uk.
Because I will get a few of those written up and we can discuss them as a group.
But, so, are you looking forward to SimCity?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you a big SimCity player?
I played every game from SimCity 2000 and I played that when I was like... three or four.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an old game. It's run throughout my life. SimCity 4 was probably the game I played the most.
I've played The Sims. I'm not a big fan of The Sims. I kind of get bored quite quickly.
Yeah.
SimCity, I've never really fully just sat down and played it.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting to me.
It's very different from The Sims.
It looks... It depends... Like, Minecraft is the big boy at the moment in terms of that sort of thing. Like, creating your own narrative... making your own cities and buildings and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how SimCity does versus Minecraft. I know they're two pretty different games.
Because at the end of the day, in SimCity you're doing tax management and stuff as well. It's very much a management system. Whereas in this, I'd agree in The Sims, it's pretty bloody similar. I mean, The Sims is pretty casual compared to SimCity. If you do something wrong in SimCity, it's like you've ruined everyone's lives. you're suddenly Robert Mugabe. But that is why it's good to summon a tornado.
Yes.
So, you know.
Now, The Elder Scrolls Online, you're doing a Charlie Brooker on this. You're very sceptical.
I am very sceptical because I've played a lot of online games. I'm the biggest MMO gamer of our trio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've found most of the time they're disappointing at the end of the day. I mean...
What about Star Wars Old Republic?
I say Star Wars Old Republic, that was good for a while, and then it got really, really samey. And
it's free to play now.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's called Tortanic for a reason. spent a lot of money on it. And, I mean, BioWare, you'd think I'd swear by, because I love most BioWare games, even after the Mass Effect 3 debacle.
I didn't mind that ending as much.
Yeah, I know, but it's just at the end of the day, that turned a lot of people's... I even enjoyed Dragon Age 2 a bit, not as much as the first one by any means. It's just... It wasn't that fun. And people are telling me, it's like, oh, The Elder Scrolls Online, that's gonna be a great game. It's gonna have a real combat that like reflects The Elder Scrolls. I'm like, well, first of all, that's not great in the original games, so you might not want to advertise on that.
To be fair, all The Elder Scrolls games have been like criticized for floaty combat.
It is extremely, which is why I mod.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I'll keep you guys posted when I'm playing it. I'll tell you what it's like, but I'm not sure about it. You know. I'm really not sure.
I'm interested.
It could destroy the lore.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Who's making it? Is it ZeniMax?
Yeah.
ZeniMax, yeah.
So it's a Bethesda subsidiary. So, you know, it should be good. But it should be. Should be.
There are a lot of questions.
You want a good online game, play Guild Wars 2. Okay?
Yes. You've been playing that. How much have you been playing that?
A lot I've been playing.
A lot?
I jump into it to make money on the stock market every now and then.
Would you say it's accessible as an MMO?
There's a lot. Yeah, I'd say it's accessible if you want to do things simply, but it's also it's really hard if you want to get into it.
Okay,
but it's nice. You can jump into PvP and world versus world from the get go by the press of a button. It'll like scale you up to level 80, and you can fight like huge numbers of other players. And it's really nice not to have a subscription fee because when you've got one of them, it feels to me like you've already paid for this. I must be playing this game, and that's the way they hook you. You're feeling like this is now part of my routine because I've already paid for this. Whereas Guild Wars, you can just turn it on when you fancy.
Jesse Shell brings that up in his lecture at DICE. What he's saying is, when Disneyland first opened, it was microtransactions. So you paid...
To the roller coaster.
Yeah, $10 or whatever to go on a roller coaster. But now it's like $80 and you get everything. And people prefer that and they'll keep coming back because they feel that their overall package is a much better experience.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the same for like Halo 4. You pay $40 or whatever it is, £40, and you get... like a decent package.
Do you remember when Tor came out, for example? They were selling the game in the shops. First of all, a PC game.
It was so expensive.
They were selling it for £40, okay?
Yeah.
Which is absurd for a PC game as standard. Like I said, I got Darksiders 2 last week for 7p. Okay? But, so, okay, £40. Okay, Tor, fine. I bought that. But then you've got an £8 per month subscription stuff on top, and you're just like, where's the content I paid for? What is this? Fair enough, it's Star Wars, but it's just so expensive, and it feels like I should be playing it all the time because it's so expensive.
And I don't like free to play models, because stuff like Diablo 3, where you can either grind to get this amazing sword, or you pay £2.20 and get something.
Is that Guild Wars has got something like that. They've got a system called gems.
Right.
Okay, so they're for buying like cosmetic items and experience boosters and things in a cash shop. But the nice thing about this cash shop is you can exchange your gold in game for gems.
Okay.
So it's got an exchange rate. You can also exchange your gems back into gold, so it's actually quite useful in the investment. Right. There's a large traders market. They're probably the most stable currency in the game.
Do you think free to play is going to take off, really? Well, do you think it's already taken off?
It's taken off big time, I think, because people have realised that this subscription based thing is kind of broken. Yeah. Still works for World of Warcraft, but
World of Warcraft still has something like 9 million paying subscribers.
You have, I bet there's a lot of those people who have like just kept paying it and forgotten about the game.
Yeah, probably. But, like they do with RuneScape. I've done that with RuneScape before.
I mean, it works for World of Warcraft, and let's face it, the amount of stuff you're paying for by this day, I mean, how long has that been up?
I don't know.
Think about the sheer amount of content that has been created, isn't there?
And all those expansion packs.
There's thousands of... there's actually folklore surrounding the game now. It's like little horror stories and stuff. You can Google it. They're actually they're really quite cool.
And creepy.
Yeah.
So, ending the podcast.
Yeah.
What game are you most looking forward to in 2013?
Bioshock Infinite, without a doubt.
I
love my Bioshock. And if it's not as good as the first one...
I'll
probably hang myself.
Because you've got the first one so high up on a pedestal...
Yeah.
...that it will be so hard to knock it down.
The fear in it is more... It resonates with me more, because I'm scared of heights.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not so bothered about being claustrophobic. Now, you see, for someone who's claustrophobic, Bioshock must be like a horrible experience. And you've got places flooding with water, and it's terrifying. And I just have that feeling, if I'm going to need to jump off buildings... It's gonna like the adrenaline.
Yeah, it's gonna get you going.
And also, I like the idea of having like a person to look after,
a companion.
Yeah,
like in The Walking Dead.
Like in The Walking Dead. Yeah, it feels like Elizabeth's gonna be an interesting character.
I hope it's not like a 10-hour escort mission, though.
Yeah, true.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah, made her boobs smaller.
Yeah, they have, haven't they?
People complain that they remove boobs from the video games.
So I think looking at my calendar and my year planner with all the release dates, I'm looking forward to Tomb Raider.
Yep.
And Gears of War Judgment. I'm a massive Gears of War fan. And I like my Cliffy B third-person shooters, even though he's not doing it. But I like my epic third-person shooters.
How about your GTA 5?
My GTA 5 is a long way off. It's September 17th.
How about your Crysis 3 Revengeance?
On my calendar, I've got Crysis 3 and underneath it, Revengeance.
Which I find quite amusing. I've a small intellect.
No, I'm not looking forward to Crysis 3. Revengeance, leave it or have it, I don't care.
Take it or leave it, you mean?
Yeah, whatever. Army of Two's out on the 28th of March, but...
Played the first one of that. It was actually surprisingly good. I sat through the whole thing with a mate.
They were really stingy with their achievements. I remember looking at some of them. They're really quite hard to get. They weren't like the usual, complete this mission, here's 10G.
I like the heat...
Oh, yeah.
That was actually really fun.
That was quite good.
I just imagine you couldn't play it without another person.
Yeah, I played it single player.
It
was pretty poor.
Average.
But look, you got March, you got Tomb Raider, SimCity, Gears of War Judgment, Bioshock Infinite, and at the end you got Army of Two. I can't see that selling well.
Yeah, well, you know, I suppose it's coming out within like 10 days of Gears of War.
I know.
That is bad planning right there. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good year. And of course we're going to have like surprises in the arcade developments. And
on the 20th of February, which is next week,
We
have Sony with their big... The future of PlayStation conversation.
I'm crossing my fingers for a Vita update.
Yeah, the Vita is getting a bit slimmer.
Yeah, it now has 3D.
Oh, that,
that wouldn't surprise me, actually.
Sony would be the biggest trolls ever. Okay, so signing off, thank you, Chris, for joining me.
Yeah,
I've been Jack Fuller. If you've got any questions or topics you want to us to talk about, send us an email at jack.fuller.
We'll do some PM's question time.
Yeah, jack.fuller@xfreenews.co.uk, and we shall speak to you guys later.
See you guys.